听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, do you like pets? Cats and dogs are really popular, right? Well, in this month's Studio Classroom Animals feature, we will learn about a special pony. Her name is Molly. Molly is special for a number of reasons. In this first section, we'll learn that Molly is special because she's a survivor. Why do I say that? Well, for one, Molly survived the terrible destruction of a hurricane. Hurricane is our first key word of the lesson, and its example sentence reads, "Last week's hurricane blew several large boats onto the beach." Our next word is destruction, as in the typhoon left behind a great deal of destruction. And finally, the word rescue. Firemen are trying to rescue three small children from the burning building. Okay, let's find out more about Molly, the brave little pony. We'll begin the reading on page 12. Please join us now as we read.
Molly, the brave little pony. This special little horse shares hope wherever she goes. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina brought death and destruction to Mississippi and Louisiana. Humans weren't the only ones affected by the terrible storm. Around 600,000 animals died or were left by their owners during the hurricane. A little pony named Molly was one of the animals left behind. After 3 weeks, neighbors rescued her and moved her to a farm. Bad luck. Molly joined other rescued animals there in what everyone thought was a safe place. But for the pony, her good luck turned bad.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and today we have a very special article about a brave little pony called Molly.
That's right, and Molly is a brave little pony. That means she has a lot of courage. And we refer to her as a pony because she is a certain kind of little horse. Now, that's what a pony is. A pony is not a young horse or a baby horse, but is actually a certain kind of a small kind of horse.
And she is very special because she shares hope wherever she goes, and we're going to find out why she shares hope, but first let's find out a little more about her. In 2005, there was a hurricane that occurred in America. Now, a hurricane is a very strong storm with violent winds and lots of rain. Now, maybe you've heard that a hurricane is similar to a typhoon. Is it the same thing or is it different? Chip, can you help us out?
Well, actually, it is the same kind of storm, but it's just called different things in different places. In America, these storms that come out of the Atlantic Ocean, or maybe that happen in the Caribbean Sea, we call these hurricanes, whereas here in East Asia, we refer to these types of storms that come from the Pacific Ocean as typhoons.
So this Hurricane Katrina brought death and destruction to two states in Southern America, Mississippi and Louisiana. First, let's talk about this word, destruction. Destruction is great damage. So, what kind of damage? Well, not only were humans killed, but many animals also died in this terrible storm.
And there were a lot of people who were very badly affected by this hurricane. And our article says that not only were humans badly affected, but also these animals. Around 600,000 animals died or were left by their owners during the hurricane because owners had to leave the state or leave the area. These animals were left without their owner.
Right, so what kind of animals? Well, of course, a lot of people have pets, dogs and cats, but also a lot of cattle, cows and horses and different animals. So there was a little pony named Molly, and she was one of the animals that was left behind. Her owners couldn't take her. They had to flee and run away from this terrible storm.
She was left behind, but after 3 weeks, neighbors rescued her, and they moved her to a farm. Now, that word rescued is one of our word bank words, and that means they saved her, or they brought her out of a dangerous situation into a safe situation.
Phew, we're so happy to hear that. Molly wasn't killed by the storm, but something bad happened to her. Bad luck is the name of our section, and our article says Molly joined other rescued animals there in what everyone thought was a safe place. So we'll find out that this place actually wasn't safe, but people thought this was a safe place. Now, before we continue, let's go to Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today mentioned how Hurricane Katrina brought death and destruction to Mississippi and Louisiana, and that includes the city of New Orleans. But much has been done to rebuild the area, so I'm here today in New Orleans to see what the city is like now. But before I go exploring the beautiful French Quarter, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Molly joined other rescued animals there in what everyone thought was a safe place. Notice the phrase, what everyone thought was a safe place. Basically, people all thought that this certain place was safe, which was why all these rescued animals were sent there. But it turns out these people were wrong. The safe place was not safe at all. So, when you want to talk about how someone does something because of a mistaken impression or belief, you can use such a phrase, what, plus pronoun of subject, plus thought was, plus mistaken idea. For example, when the moviegoers heard the alarm, they all rushed toward what they thought was the emergency exit door. Or, Mr. Wong put all of his money in what he thought was a fail-proof investment plan. Now, friends, if you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, you'll find more example sentences there in today's grammar tip section. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in New Orleans. Bye-bye.
Okay, so Molly, this brave little pony, joined other rescued animals there in what everyone thought was a very safe place. So it looked like she was having some good luck. But our article says, but for this pony, her good luck turned bad. We're going to take a look at a special video now and take a look at what this brave little pony went through.
Allow me to introduce you to our little guest. Little, I suppose, is relative in her case. Oh, she probably doesn't have any Grand Prix or Kentucky Derbies in her future, but the size of her heart is probably what mattered most, as it does in most cases, I suppose. This is Molly, a 15-year-old Shetland pony. If you think back to the first horse you ever rode as a child, no doubt Molly is pretty close to that memory. She isn't exceptionally fast, and one could argue about how impressive she looks. But Molly has what all great horses either do or long to possess. Extreme intelligence, and a heart the size of the Gulf of Mexico.
They were doing animal rescue there. Ginger Moravant, who's one of the owners of Jefferson Feed, said, "Kay, there's this pony down the street. Nobody has a trailer." And there was Molly. She was in a yard. Her barn had been completely caved in. We picked her up. We transport them in the back of our truck. We backed it up to the levee. We said, "Come on, Molly." And jumped her in and took her home. I could see between my cars that she was laying down and the dog was sort of barking at her. Then I started seeing all of the other attack wounds that she had, her legs, her back legs. This leg was not the only one. She was attacked everywhere.
Maybe it was the years spent gathering wisdom. Perhaps it was a lifetime of being a little small among larger horses. But Molly came to LSU armed with wits and a mountain of courage to overcome and persevere.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and today we'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Ken. Hello, everyone. Happy May Day. So it's great to be with you all this first day of May. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, I see that Molly was in a hurricane, and then later the article uses the word storm. So is storm another word for a hurricane?
Good question. Actually, the word storm is more general. It can refer to heavy rain, like a hurricane, or a typhoon, or even hail, which is frozen ice balls, or even snow. And they are all accompanied by strong or high winds usually. And if it's raining, then there is usually thunder and lightning.
Storm 涵盖的范围很广，在课文中 storm 用来表示 hurricane 飓风，但是 storm 也可以表示大雷雨、台风、大风雪，甚至于很强烈的 hail 冰雹也可以用 storm. So storm is usually a noun, right? Can it be a verb too?
Definitely. We can say it stormed all night. And people can storm too.
People?
Right. We can say Mary got mad and stormed out of the room.
That must mean she didn't leave quietly, right?
Right. She was very angry. We can also say the troops stormed the government building.
So they charged into it?
That's right.
Storm 当动词除了指刮风下雨、起风暴之外，也可以表示横冲直撞。比如说 ，He stormed out of the room in a rage. 他怒气冲冲地冲出房间。Storm 也可以指猛烈的进攻、冲入某一个地方。比如说，军队有可能 storm the parliament， 冲入国会。Any others?
Well, there are several, but one good one is to ride out a storm.
That must mean to be safe during a storm, right?
Right. But it doesn't have to be weather. These past months, we've had a lot of financial troubles all over the world. If a company or a person can stay safe and perhaps not close their business, but can continue to exist during this time, we say the company rode out the storm. There may be some damage, but they're okay.
Ride out a storm 就是安然度过狂风暴雨，延伸出来的意思就是度过难关。比如说 ，We must work hard to ride out the storm. 我们必须努力工作以度过难关。
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everyone, from the break. Before the break, we introduced you to a pony named Molly. Back in 2005, during Hurricane Katrina, thousands and thousands of animals died. Molly, incredibly, lived through that hurricane. That's great news. Unfortunately, Molly has yet another trial to go through, and we'll find out what that is after we look at the key word rarely.As in, Eric is so busy, he rarely visits his parents' home. Let's continue now with this section titled Bad Luck. We'll continue on page 13, line 3, in the left-hand column.
Molly, the brave little pony. While the new owner was away,A dog attacked Molly and seriously injured her. Molly's right front leg needed to be amputated. Since horses with missing legs rarely survive, the doctors didn't want to remove it. But after they met Molly, they agreed that she could have the surgery. They felt she had a strong will to live. On January 16, 2006, doctors removed Molly's leg just below the knee. Everyone believed the surgery would give her a fighting chance.
So how did Molly's good luck turn to bad luck? Well, while her new owner was away, a dog came and attacked Molly and seriously injured her. Now, you might think, how can a dog attack a pony, a small horse? Well, some dogs are quite violent and ferocious, so apparently this dog seriously hurt or injured Molly.
Yeah, this must have been one tough dog to injure a pony. So Molly's front right leg needed to be amputated. Now that word amputated is a more information word. That actually means to surgically cut off a part of the body for medical reasons.
Right. Maybe you've seen movies, war movies, where people get hurt and they have an infection and they have to get their toe or finger or arm or leg cut off for medical reasons, and that is what happens when someone needs to be part of their body needs to be amputated. But since horses with missing legs rarely survive, the doctors didn't want to remove Molly's leg. Now first, let's go back to this word rarely. If something rarely happens, it means it hardly ever happens. So horses with missing legs hardly ever survive. So the doctors, they really had to think hard about giving Molly surgery to remove her leg.
Yeah, I assume it's because horses and ponies depend on their legs so much. They have a lot of weight up high, and so they put a lot of weight on their legs. So horses with a problem in their leg, it's very difficult. It's a challenge for those horses to survive.
Right, and I even heard that sometimes doctors will kill horses who have serious injuries in their legs because very few horses get a fake leg.
Right, it's very difficult for those legs to heal. So they felt that Molly had a strong will to live. So on January 16th, 2006, doctors did in fact remove Molly's leg just below the knee. So she still had her knee, but nothing below the knee.
Now we have a great picture of Molly on page 12. You can see that she has a fake leg, and you can see where the doctors removed that part of her leg. But I'm really curious, Chip, how they found out that she had a very strong will to live. Maybe she kept trying to stand up. Maybe she had lots of emotion in her eyes. She really wanted to live, and that's why the doctors decided to perform surgery on her leg.
That's right. She acted different from other horses that they had seen with maybe similar problems. She acted very brave. So everyone believed that the surgery would give her a fighting chance. Now that word fighting chance is a phrase that we find in our more information list. And fighting chance means that people believed that she had a chance to live even though it would take a struggle, even though she would maybe have to fight to overcome the difficulty or to fight to win the struggle, but she would have a good chance of overcoming it.
Well, we're going to learn why our article says Molly is a brave pony, but first let's watch a skit.
Mom, will you tell me a story?
Of course I will, Junior. Let's see. Once upon a time, there was Katrina.
Was Katrina a beautiful princess?
No, Katrina was a hurricane that brought death and destruction.
Is this a happy story?
Many animals died or were left behind during the hurricane.
This is not a happy story.
But one little pony was rescued. Her name was Molly.
Molly the pony was rescued? Hooray!
Yes, but then she was attacked by a dog.
Oh, no.
She was seriously injured. Her leg needed to be amputated.
What?
Amputated. Cut off.
No!
Horses with missing legs rarely survive.
This is not a good story for kids.
But Molly had a strong will to live, so the doctors removed Molly's leg.
A pony with a missing leg? Oh, this story is so sad.
It's not that sad, Junior. Molly still had 3 legs left. That's more than we have.
Mom.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 destruction 这个名词。Destruction 是指毁灭或摧毁。例如 ,the earthquake caused serious destruction to the city. 地震造成这个城市严重的损毁。或者是 ,the destruction of rainforests leads to environmental problems. 雨林的遭受破坏导致环境的问题。Destruction 的动词是 destroy, D-E-S-T-R-O-Y.例如 ,the fire destroyed the whole building, 这场火摧毁了整栋建筑。接下来我们看的是 amputate, 这个动词。注意 ,u 在这里是发 u 的音念成 amputate。amputate 是指截肢。例如 ,both legs of the survivor were severely injured and infected, so the doctor had to amputate them.这位生还者的双腿严重的受伤并且受到感染，所以医生必须要截肢。或者是 ,his right leg was amputated below the knee, 他的右腿从膝盖以下被截肢了。最后我们看的是 fighting chance, 这个名词片语。fighting chance 是指经过努力才能获得成功的机会。例如 ,if we can get support from the committee,We might have a fighting chance to get this proposal approved. 如果我们能够得到委员会的支持，这个提案经过努力应该会有通过的机会。And that's all for today's language tips. Goodbye and take care.
Molly, the brave little pony. This special little horse shares hope wherever she goes.In 2005, Hurricane Katrina brought death and destruction to Mississippi and Louisiana. Humans weren't the only ones affected by the terrible storm. Around 600,000 animals died or were left by their owners during the hurricane. A little pony named Molly was one of the animals left behind. After 3 weeks,Neighbors rescued her and moved her to a farm. Bad luck. Molly joined other rescued animals there in what everyone thought was a safe place. But for the pony, her good luck turned bad. While the new owner was away, a dog attacked Molly and seriously injured her. Molly's right front leg needed to be amputated.Since horses with missing legs rarely survive, the doctors didn't want to remove it. But after they met Molly, they agreed that she could have the surgery. They felt she had a strong will to live. On January 16, 2006, doctors removed Molly's leg just below the knee. Everyone believed the surgery would give her a fighting chance.
Yes, Molly the pony certainly seemed to be encountering some bad luck. She lived through a hurricane, but then got attacked and had to have one of her legs amputated. And as we read in the article, most horses with only 3 legs don't make it. So, will Molly survive? And if she does, what kind of life will she have? Please join us tomorrow when we find out. Until then, keep up the good work, friends. Thanks for studying with us here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye, friends.